Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. More information about the show can be found on our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. Head there now and like us there now. On the phone with me now is Lady J. Lady J is a spoken word artist. She is the author of a newly published book. The title of the book is The Trouble with Socks. It's our pleasure to welcome Lady J to Sunday Morning Magazine. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. I should say welcome back. We had you on the show several years ago. You did some spoken word for us. You performed for us. It was awesome.
Yes, that was my band, Shades of Jay. And probably 10 years ago almost.
Yeah, it was. Now, you are a spoken word artist. Explain to our listeners what that art form is.
It is a form of poetry. And there aren't a lot of rules to it necessarily. It's just however the poet feels in terms of their delivery. So it's just a performance poetry, I guess I could say.
Okay, performance art, as they say.
Yes.
All right. Now, growing up, was poetry always a part of your life?
As long as I can remember, I was going through some old documents and found out that I think in the fifth grade, I guess it was, I won a poetry contest in my elementary school, and I had to read it in front of an audience. So I think that was my first memory of writing and performing it in public.
Okay. Do you remember that poem?
Heck no. I remember it was about America. That's all I could give you. But
okay. So growing up, who did you look to? Who inspired you as far as another poet? Or who did you read and who did you associate with? Who inspired you?
Honestly, I didn't read poetry when I was younger. What inspired me were singers and the lyrics. Mm. So Aretha Franklin, Stevie Wonder, Donny Hathaway, those singers, and I guess they could be called poets in terms of the lyrical content. I just gravitated to an unusual or unique lyric, I guess. So not the typical, you know, roses are red, violets are blue kind of thing.
Okay, right?
But yeah, it was interesting. I would always grab the album cover back in the day, you know, where they would have the lyrics on either the back or the sleeve. And I would just dive into the lyrics to see what they were talking about. So that was my inspiration.
Okay. So as a spoken word artist, you performed your work, your thoughts on stage. And what is that like for you? And most importantly, how do you remember all those poems?
I don't always remember. I have had a time or two where I'm like, I wrote this, but I can't remember. But at the same time, I sang in bands coming up, you know, all through school. So I was tasked with remembering lyrics. So I just kind of got in the habit of doing that. So, but it's unlike anything else. I'm really an introvert at heart. So me getting on stage and performing my deepest, darkest feelings and thoughts is not usually what an introvert would do. Mm-hmm. So it is an experience for me. I love it, though. I just, you know, kind of transform into another person. It's kind of hard to explain, but it's just something I'm tasked to do, I guess.
You are tasked to do it because I've seen you perform. I must say this about you. You're very generous with your time and your talent. We've worked together on some projects, and you've always been there for me. Whenever I needed you, you show up, you help me out. We do this mentoring program at Wooden Hills Academy, and you're always there, and you always go the extra mile. And you also provided notebooks one time for the kids, and you did a poetry thing. And you're just awesome with that. So I just want everybody to know.
Thank you. And it's all love, and somebody gave to me. It's all about giving back. You know, if we all give a little, you know, the world will be a better place.
All right. So what is your most popular performance piece or a piece that, you know, you just have to perform every time you get on stage?
probably one I can't say on the radio.
Oh, okay. 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 There's not even a PG version of it?
There is not a well.
Okay, we'll just keep it there. No. We'll let our imaginations just marinate on that one. And in case you're just tuning in this morning, you're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. More information about the show, more information about our guest, Lady J, you can visit our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now and like us there now. You can also listen to the show anytime you like. Just head to your favorite podcast app and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. Now, generally speaking, Lady J, what inspires you to write poetry?
Oh, a lot of things. And I'm actually working on my new book, so I'm exploring those inspirations. I can literally wake up in the morning and have an inspiration, a word or whatever it is, and I'll just write it down and maybe come back later and flesh it out. Or I can be inspired by a conversation with someone, something they may say that hits me, or a dream, or emotions, relationships. So it kind of hits me in different ways.
Okay. Now let's talk about the new book. The title of the book is The Trouble with Socks. First of all, you have to tell me about that title. What is the significance behind The Trouble with Socks? I never have trouble, not that much with socks, but tell me about the significance there.
Well, I was just doing laundry one day, and like everybody has probably experienced, except for you maybe, where you put socks in the washing machine and we take them out of the dryer, there's only one of them there, you don't know where the other one is.
Okay, that happens all the time. Yeah, I get that now.
So it just dawned on me that relationships can be like that too. Like you start out as two, a pair, and everything's going well, get in the washing machine, and then, you know, when it comes out of the dryer, is only one of you left, so to speak. So, and then you kind of look back and wonder what had happened. What had happened was. So, that was my original concept.
Okay.
And so I just kind of built it around that.
Okay. All right. Good. Now, the poems are in free verse. Explain that style and why you chose that format.
Free verse is when there's no structure. There are a lot of forms of poetry, and I choose to be formless. It just is easier for me. I don't have the restrictions. And I did attempt a couple of different formats within the book, but for the most part, it's just free form. There's no specific.
It's not a haiku or anything like that? Or
right. You don't have to have so many measures per line or you know, that kind of thing.
Okay. All right, good. Now, each chapter begins with a biographical narrative. Explain that and break that down for us.
Okay. So each chapter begins with kind of like a story about my life and experiences that I've had, and kind of gives a peek into the poetry that's to follow. So one chapter is called New Socks, so I talk about the nuance of new love, so to speak, and what I experienced as a kid. And then I go into missing socks and how a relationship with my father kind of shaped my relationships with men later on in life. And then mismatched socks, so when one goes missing, you kind of just put another one in there just to have a match, but it's not really a match. You know what I mean? Mm. And then I've got Smelly Socks that talks about the stank behavior. And then Mended Socks. So in each chapter, I tell a story kind of based around that theme, just experiences that I've had.
Okay. Now, you touched on this. Now, the book is about relationships, and you touched on that. What was that whole writing process like, and what was it like reliving some of those smelly socks? What was that like?
That is a good question. I started writing this book 5 years ago. It took me 5 years to get through it. But it was revealing in a way, just touching on feelings that I didn't realize that I had. It touched on me remembering situations differently understanding that some situations where I blamed the other person was not really 100% their fault. It was really interesting and eye-opening that, okay, so I guess I could take the blame for that, or at least I contributed to some of the issues that I've had, and then just getting into understanding why and how. And, you know, it was very, very healing and cathartic for me.
Okay. Now, speaking of those hard times and bad relationships, you revealed that in the past you faced some verbal and physical abuse. You revealed that in the book. What was it like to open up and share so much of your personal life in the book?
It was scary in the written word, but, you know, I've done it live. Not often did I reveal some of the things that I reveal in the book, but it was scary in that I am revealing a part of myself that few people knew about. And but then I said, well, why not? You know, why not? I'm looking and just kind of to reveal my age. I always say the finish line is now chasing me, so to speak. So mm-hmm. I think sometimes when you get to that stage in life, you realize that maybe some of the things that you've been through could help someone else. And I wish that I had revealed some of the things I was going through, because maybe I wouldn't have gone through them as long or as often as I did had I just talked to someone about it.
Hmm. Good. And in case you're just tuning in, you're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. On the phone with me is Lady J. The title of the book is The Trouble with Socks. It's a book of poetry, spoken word poetry from Lady J. Now, I must say this now, when you read the book or you pick up the book, you won't see Lady J as the author. You're under a different name. Explain that for us.
My pen name is Libra. That is my astrological sign. And to me, it represents balance, and I find myself always doing a balancing act. So I picked Libra, and honestly, I did not pick my stage name of Lady J. Someone else picked it for me. I read one night, and I think it was Ty Stuckey. He just named me Lady J, so that's what I went with for, you know, decades. So I had always wanted to go by Libra. And so I just thought I'd take this opportunity to do so. But people around the community know me as Lady J.
All right. Now, earlier I asked you if you remember the first poem you wrote. Thinking about that first poem and your work and the things that you write today, how far have you grown artistically?
Oh, we exponentially. I went back when I was doing this. I've been recording my poems on paper or electronically for probably 15 years. So I have a lot of poems to draw from. So I went back into my vault, so to speak, and started pulling out some old stuff, and I would look and I'd be like, oh, what the heck were you talking about there? That made no sense at all. But what I ended up doing, in some cases, there may be one line out of the entire poem that I felt was good. So I would pluck those lines out, and I've kind of sprinkled them throughout the book. So I have some one-liners that kind of start some of the chapters.
Hmm.
So, all right. Yeah, it's interesting. I have grown tremendously and continue to.
So if you had to write a poem about that young girl you were when you first started poetry and being serious about being a spoken word artist, what would the title of that poem be now?
That's a good question. And I actually have a poem in the book that I wrote to my adolescent self, more so as a young girl growing into womanhood, not so much dealing with as a young poet who's kind of beginning to write and kind of growing that skill set. It's called The Cure. So maybe I would keep that title, The Cure. It's basically looking for things outside of yourself
Okay.
to heal you.
Okay, now, again, the title of the book is The Trouble with Socks, and it's a relationship book. You know, as people read this book, I'm sure people are going to now expect you to be this expert on relationships. What will you say to people as they ask you about relationships and advice for relationships?
That I'm single and I got no advice. I got nothing.
You got nothing, huh?
No, I'm just kidding. I mean, I have learned a lot throughout my years. You have to really give yourself time to breathe between relationships. And that's one thing that I did not do. I am doing that now. That's why I'm single now. I'm taking time to breathe. And I spent a lot of time on the book. I moved to Chattanooga, Tennessee from Cincinnati about 4 years ago. And since I'm not really connected to anyone down here except for my job, that gave me time to really settle into myself and kind of look inward more. I know it's cliche, but it's real. And that would be the best advice I could give anyone, is to give yourself time between relationships to heal from a previous relationship before you start bringing that baggage to another one. And get to know and love yourself and respect yourself to the point to where you know what you're worth and you know what you deserve and you don't accept anything less.
All right. Well, that's good advice. If our listeners would like to find out more about you, Lady J, if they would like to find out more about the book, The Trouble with Socks, how can they find out more? How can they get a copy of the book as well?
Oh, wow. Yes. First, you can get a copy of the book, The Trouble with Socks by Libra, on Amazon.com. You can just run a search in their search engine on The Trouble with Socks and then put in Libra, and you can get it. It's $9.99 for the paperback and $5.99 for the electronic version. Secondly, I do have a website, and that website is ShadesofJLibra, all one word, .com. Shades, S-H-A-D-E-S, of, O-F, J, just the letter J, Libra.com, ShadesofJLibra.com. I am also on Facebook, and you can find me at Shades of J Sings, and the spoken word page is called Spoken Word Soul, so any one of those methods.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking time to talk to us. I really do appreciate it. Best of luck with the book, The Trouble with Socks. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Rodney.
We've been speaking to Lady J. Again, the title of the book is The Trouble with Socks. For anything that you may have missed this morning, all you have to do is go to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now. We'll have more information on our guest and anything that you may have missed this morning. Well, that's it for this edition of Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. Until next week, be encouraged.
Listen to Sunday Morning Magazine no matter what day it is. Use your favorite podcast app and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear today.